in Sanskrit in Bali, and you can learn the Dharma, and you can learn also the Tibetan. And you can learn like medicine and others. There's four different colleges in Sami temple or Sami monastery. But after the Zen, the students' number in the Kotown, you know, just people interested in Zen. Zen is enough, they think. And then the king, Chisung Ditsen, you know, the supporter for the Guru Rinpoche and the others think there's something wrong. Then they invite Indian great master from Nalanda University called Kamalashila, the student of Shandarashita. The Shandarashita Indian master, first who gave the monks of vows to Tibetans, Shandarashita, of Shivatsu. And then there's like philosophy arguments. And finally, the Tibetan king says the Tibetans should practice or learn the Nalanda. The Buddhism came from Nalanda University, which has both, not only the, you know, the meditation, also the method, like 6 professions, generosity, moral conduct, patience, those things. Not, you know, so you need 6 of them, all of them. Especially you need the wisdom. Calm mind is good, it's very good. But with calm mind or clear mind, this mind should do something. Otherwise, you know, just we mentioned those meditators for 1,000 years, like this kind. Almost it's waste of your time. During that time, you don't create any like negative karma because you keep your mind there. But 1,000 years, like even like 10,000 years, you don't do any, like, you don't accumulate any kind of merit. So just stuck there, it's not good. So you should meditate with calm or relax. And when your mind is ready, you like do something, then you need the second, like, meditation, you know, the wisdom. Which is the antidote of the ignorance. There's many different levels, not only the first level. Those Chinese masters taught Tibetans only the first level. And also they told them that's enough. But the Nalanda system, or Nalanda, you know, then masters says that's only the second level. You need the first level. You need the second, third, fourth. There are many, you know, ways to go. And then the Tibetan Dzogchen or Mahamudra. If you read like the Longchenpa's text, the Longchenpa, the master, the Nyingma master, very famous master. Like, so for Sajjapa school, the Sajjapandita, and the Gelugpa school, the founder of Gelugpa, Lama Tsongkhapa, and the Nyingma master called Longchenpa. Those three masters, the Tibetans believe those three masters are the emanation of Manjushri. Sajjapandita, Longchenpa, and Tsongkhapa. So you'll find like this kind of Zen idea from the Longchenpa's text. So the Zen, like Chinese Zen and Dzogchen, many times, you know, this. Also the Tibetan Bun, the native religion, that also you can find those kind of idea. For a while, nothingness, or you know, don't create any kind of thoughts. Just keep the pure mind or clear mind. But no one called Tibetan Zen past like 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years. Sometimes they call Dzogchen, sometimes call Mahamudra. But there's something, this kind of meditation. So we can call Tibetan Zen. My understanding is like 10,000 years, past 10,000 years, it's like Tibetan Zen is inside the milk, like a bottle, the bottle inside the milk, with the milk. But if you order the butter, you should, you know, shake the milk. So past 10,000 years is enough, you know, enough, how to say, to shake the Buddha's milk. Now the Zen, the butter, is, you know, it's ready to come out. So many like Westerners, they want to practice Tibetan Buddhism. But as we talk about, sometimes it's too much because people go to receive this kind of empowerment, this kind of initiation from different lama, different school. Finally, now there's nothing. Then you don't know which is your deity, which is your mantra, which is your meditation. You know, you lost there. And many of them, first they go to, you know, the Zen temples, they practice Zen. But then they think, oh, I need more. Zen is sometimes like too, maybe too simple, or, you know, they feel there's something missing in Zen. But so I think many people need like the middle way between the Zen and the Tantric Buddhism. So I call Tibetan Zen. But we cannot lose the key. But there's a middle way. So like from last year, I started, you know, write a book called Tibetan Zen. Tibetan Zen. So many people ask me, what is Tibetan Zen? So Tibetan Zen, for me, Tibetan Zen is the essence of Tibetan Buddhism. Everyone can practice Tibetan Zen. Especially people who want to practice Tantra, but who's a little bit afraid of keep those vows. So many vows, different vows, like in Tibetan Tantric Buddhism. There's, you know, like four different, Tantra levels, like Action Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and High Yoga Tantra, Deep Tantra, and each Tantra has so many vows. So even we don't know, you know, which vows we should keep. You know, there's like 14 downfall vows. Most people cannot count even them. So it's a very difficult practice, Tantra Buddhism. But you can practice Tantra Buddhism without so many vows, without so many, you know, like visualizations, mandalas. Because the purpose of practice Tantra is subdue your crazy mind. That's the purpose. That's the final goal. You know, catch your monkey mind. Turn to peaceful mind. That's the final goal. So I'm not make up like a new school, but the essence of the Tantra, make easy way, is my idea. We really need. So I call it Tibetan Zen. So also the Tibetan Zen is not really only one, like, you know, chapter or one kind of meditation. There's, you know, you should, you know, go through the levels. The first level I call the three doors of Tibetan Zen. In Tibetan Buddhism, there's three doors of liberation, Yeah, there's many, like, Tibetan, like, the three doors. You never, you know, pass the old of them. But if you have to know the three doors of, like, Buddhism. Many of you know, many of you don't know three doors of Buddhism. The first door is the taking refuge vows. The first door, which makes you Buddhist. The second is how to enter the Mahayana Buddhism. Take the Bodhisattva vows. Then third one, of course, you know, you have to, you know, enter the Tantric Buddhism. If you're interested more, then the take like empowerments. Those we call three doors of Tibetan Buddhism. The philosophic view is another different three doors. Those are the philosophy. But in Tibetan Zen, the three doors of like Tibetan Zen, it's about your body, speech, and mind. Most of them we call the, you know, three doors. Gosam, Tibetan Zen. Gosam. Three doors. Body, speech, and mind. Most time we don't pay attention how to, you know, meditate with your body, speech, and mind. Of course, we want to do something, but we don't know how to, especially in the simple way or the shortcut. Yes, in the Tantric Buddhism, there's so many visualization. You can visualize your, you know, own body, like it's Jerizu or Tara, yes. But it's difficult, like Jainism. The easiest Jainism is like four arms. You know, these different things. So, the first door of like Tibetan Zen. Most time when we create negative karma or positive karma, the most time, the number one, the door is our eyes. You know, be happy or unhappy, most time through our eyes. First, we saw these things, or the people, or the person. Then we create thoughts, good or bad, right or wrong. So the eyes is the number one door. We know, like the moment when you close your eyes, almost like you're half. World is gone because you cannot see. So most of those things, positive, negative, come through your eyes. So the eyes is the door. If you close the door, then it's a little bit easy to keep your mind clearly. But most of time, when we look outside, look, you know, when we look, we see through the eyes, But we don't pay attention, you know, what are the key stop to look there. Most time, like our mind or our consciousness, we call eyes consciousness, you know, from inside your like brain or mind, just go through eyes, not stop there. So first door I call, look at your eyes, not over there, look at your eyes. And the first question is, how can I look at my eyes? With the mirror or, you know, in the mirror? No. Without anything. But with your mind. Look at it. You can open your eyes normally. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's something in front of you or just walk. It's okay. But at the moment, when you see something, then stop, clear, you know, the thoughts, and just stop the thoughts inside your eyes. First you don't know, but the second or third, you know how to like stop or look at your eyes. So your eyes look like your glasses. You can see your glasses, yeah? You can see, you can look. Same time, like you can see your eyes. But then just stop there. Don't pay attention or don't, you know, look outside of the eyes, the object. Just stop there. Same time, don't create any thoughts. Just stop there and then look at your eyes. Like your eyes is your video camera. Your mind is you behind the video camera. And the video camera or your camera can do two things. First, you can look outside through the camera, yeah, when you take a picture. And when you, push there the sign like pictures, then you can look pictures there. This I'm talking about, look at your eyes, minutes. Just don't look through the eyes, but look at your eyes. Stop your thinking just behind or like inside your eyes. Then look at your eyes. It helps you create thoughts. Your mind go outside. This is the first door I call to keep your mind. Look at your eyes. For like 5 minutes, we can try it now. Just relax your body, whatever, you know, sit down or whatever, it's okay. But first, one minute, don't create any thoughts, positive or negative. Just keep your mind in. You can open or close your eyes just normally. No matter you can see someone or in different colors, just look. And don't like focus individually, yellow or green. Now look at your eyes. and don't crave any thoughts. You can close, you can close or you can open, whatever, it's okay, just normally, it's normal. After a few seconds, you can feel now you look at your eyes. Look at your eyes naturally. Keep your mind on your eyes. Wonderful. If in 5 minutes you can keep, you know, your mind on your eyes, it makes your mind clear too, because your eyes are clear, like crystal, like, you know, very clean glass. It's also like kind of like a part of non-dualistic. Every morning, if you do like five minutes, this meditation. Look at your eyes. Evening is very difficult because your eyes tired, get tired. So morning is good. Like, it doesn't matter, like 7 to 12, anytime. Before your eyes too tired. Look at your eyes naturally, naturally. You are the photographer. Your eyes are like your video camera or your regular camera. And the second door, many times the textbook about the like shamatha or the vipassana, the number one enemy of meditation or concentration is the noise, number one. Already we knew. Even if we close our eyes, but if there's noise, it's take away our mind, yeah? Naturally, it's no way. It's very, very bad. So many times, when people try to concentrate, you know, they play music, like the songbird, or like the ocean, or different music. I agree the music or the bird song, you know, make you like relax your mind a little bit calm. But if you want to keep your mind totally clear, those like music, those obstacle, they're not, it's destroyed your mind because it takes your mind to there. So when you listen to this kind of voice or noise, you cannot keep your mind clearly inside. Because you listen to the music from outside. So the best way is totally turn off any kind of music, any kind. Even the like the Buddha's voice or like Dharma song, whatever, you should stop that time. Totally quiet. Otherwise, it's create your thoughts, positive or negative. As you know, so many like accumulated merit, so many merit, you know, because, you know, become cause of, you know, like samsaric life. Many times like 10 virtues, you know, accumulated merit by 10 virtues, it become cause of samsaric reborn again and again, like human realm, then God realm, because we accumulate those merit without the pure mind. So it's become cause of samsara. Like you recite the mantra, but you listen to the music. You read the Dharma book, but you listen to, you know, or you're talking. Like in the Tibetan people, especially the Tibetan elders, they have this kind of, you know, bad habits. The circuit, during the circumambulate, they talk, gossip, you know, political. With the prayer wells, you know, so many gossip. Look, so this kind of merit or virtues keep you in samsara. Like human realm or like God realm, the higher realms, yes, but it's the same samsara, look. So each time during the accumulating those kind of merit, we need like the three doors pure, or clear. Like the Nyingmaba master called Jim Mipum, Lama Mipum. Maybe you have read some. There's like a couple of years ago, I think Snow Lan or the one published his the definition book, you know, the Manjushri Mo, something like M-O, you know, Manjushri Mo by Lama Mipham. Very famous master in Nyoma school, I think 18th century, late 18th century. And in his biography, he says, all his life, like during his lifetime, even he recites one mantra, you know, like a single mantra. He tried to with pure mind. It's amazing. Even one time, recite Om Mani Padme with single mind. Like this, the Miracle Lama did, you know. Each time with single mind, just focus. just pay attention there. Then there's the result, the real, like 100%. Otherwise, it becomes samsara. No matter you do the retreat or 100,000 prostrations, it becomes samsara. Samsaric, you know, health or wealth. So, the second door of the Zen, or Tibetan Zen, I call listen to your voice, not music or Dharma chanting. Listen to your voice. Listen to your voice. Because even we like do the retreat, like silent retreat, or we like nyoni, Tibetan nyoni, you know, by the Chanrezig, nyoni practice. We don't talk, we don't read, we don't chat. But our mind is talking. Talking. Good or sometimes badly. You know, we in our mind, we talk so many times, like almost 24 hours, even in the dream, we talk, talk. Yeah? Talking means not like, you know, move your mouth. Already, like last night in dream, you talk with someone, yeah? Like myself, I talk with like almost 10 people last night. Really? It's amazing. So this means our mind like to talk. So, if your mind really want to talk, then it's okay, go ahead. Then listen what a mind is talking. You know, what is the subject or object? You know, what is talking about? So listen to your voice. And this time you should, I think, close your eyes the much better. Close your eyes, turn off those music, whatever. And even if your environment, there's so many noise, you can, you know, use circle, ear, you know.
Earplugs,
okay? And try to stop the voice from outside, whatever you can do. And then 5 minutes, listen to your voice. Especially the voice from your mind. But you know, that time you don't need like chanting or say something. I mean, okay. Naturally, what is talking about? Just listen. You don't need to recite the mantras silently. Quiet, silent, but then listen to your voice. Okay, for 5 minutes, okay? Close your eyes. Step to writing or reading. And don't pay attention to those noise, you know, so from the fan or something. Even you hear, just think about those noise come from your mind. Okay? Don't think from outside those noise from your mind. But don't listen to those kind of noise. Just listen to your mind. The noise or voice from your mind. And don't create any thoughts that time. Just listen. And then let it go, those noise or voice from your mind. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
keep your mind. Keep your mind. Okay. Sometimes your mind is a little bit funny mind, you know. When you don't pay attention, it talks less. But when you listen to your mind, it's kind of a bit silent. Don't say anything. Kind of shy. You know. Like especially the silent meditation. If you like every day, 6 hours. 4 hours, 2 hours, listen to your mind, listen to your like your voice. It's very, you know, powerful. As much as you listen to your voice, you keep the energy inside your mind. Then the third one, experience your own mind. Or also you can say look at or experience your own mind. Most of our 5 or 6 senses, yeah, work like outside. You know, eyes try to see something, look something. Then ear, try to listen the noise, voice from outside. And our tongue, you know, try to taste the food or candy or chocolate, whatever, ice cream. But this time, experience your mind and look at your mind. And don't crave any kind of thoughts. Just experience your mind. Of course, experience means that you're doing something, but only, how to say, being in the present moment, you know, in your mind. With the pure mind. The Buddha nature. And for a while, close the door of the six sensations. Go to deeply inside your mind. One, two, three, for 5 minutes. Close your eyes is good. Keep your mind and look at your mind or experience your mind. Okay, I think we should stop here for lunch break. And please try to meditate those three doors every day or, several times a week. And I hope it helps you become like peaceful person, and joyful person. Especially when you are unhappy, like there's so many jealous and so many anger and like a depression. That time, if you meditate on these three doors in Tibetan Zen, it help you little bit and lots. Thank you. Any questions or lunch? Maybe lunch is the answer.
Okay, a couple of questions, two or three.
Okay.
So just on looking at your mind here, sometimes, like Mahamudra teachings, we'll talk about the moving mind and still mind.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be thinking about the still part of my mind or the moving part of my mind or both when I do that?
Just still. Just still there.
Okay.
Just still there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't have a different experience from listening to my mind and experiencing my mind. Is there something?
listen to
it. Yeah,
listen.
I have the same experience.
Almost, yeah, that's true. When you listen to your mind, also, and that time you'll find something, and when you experience your mind, also, it's almost same, but it's not really same. Because when you listen, man, it's kind of like a voice there. When you experience your mind, is maybe both. You know, you can hear something, or you can, you know, also, you can create very subtle things. Not really those, you know, good or bad, or, you know, white or black, but still there's something, you know, increase or move in there inside the mind. I think a little bit different. But from the beginning, it's almost the same. Because your mind look at itself or listen to itself silently. So almost the same, yeah.
So when I'm listening to my mind, I'm also making sure, but I'm not trying to go create more thoughts with my listening, right? Because sometimes I start thinking about something, you know?
Yeah, no, that time you should, you know, you should catch your mind when it creates something. Say no. So most time we meditate, like especially this kind of meditation, you need two minds. First mind, look at your mind or experience your mind. Second mind, look at the meditator, which, you know, experience the mind. So we need like, kind of like two minds, the meditator minds and the protector minds, which can keep the mind do meditation. It's very important. In Tibetan we go Denpa and the Shijin. You need both. Otherwise, naturally, you lost your meditation. Your mind, you know, go away somewhere. So the second mind, keep the mind there. Always look at the, you know, the meditated, the mind which is meditated or do something. So always next the mind. Sometimes they go rangrik or, you know.
I've heard about mind watching the mind, so that's the two minds.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the second mind watching the, you know, the first mind. We need both, always. Sometimes they go timba and shijin, almost the same. Otherwise, when you try to listen to your voice, but, you know, then you listen those voice from, you know, outside or those kind. Because they are very powerful than your mind. So every day we almost they control our, you know, ear consciousness. Take away the mind, always outside.
So is the second mind the awareness?
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a very, very busy mind to take care of the first mind. Really. No choice. No choice. Because the first mind is so, you know, crazy. Like one crazy man and the police next to him. You know. Yeah, take care. You know, it's a big job. Yeah, like the mental hospital. Yes, those people and the who take care of them. They pay attention every moment. Sometimes Tibetan call nyumbi la la ratisha, give knife to this crazy person. Then we should, you know, pay attention every moment. So our mind look like the one crazy guy, you know, holding the, you know, very sharp knife in the, you know, in the street, you know, on the street. It's totally the same. Or the crazy elephant. Many times in the sutras, those bodhisattvas, they're not afraid of the crazy elephant. They're afraid of like crazy mind. Who has the crazy mind? Or their own crazy mind. You know, because bodhisattva may not yet the Buddha.
Of course, you know, they have those kind of problem. Like Narupa, the Indian master guru. Narupa, have you heard of Narupa? Yeah. After he became like the top scholar or master at Narupa University, very famous in Thailand, India. But one time he tried to keep mind inside. He couldn't, even in like 5 minutes, they keep one Jovi Yinzana, Ba Jovi Yinzana, like the Indian ladies, the milk, the cow. Like this kind, short time, maybe it's 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, he couldn't. After he learned so many, and then he thought, oh, what's wrong with my mind? I need a special teacher, you know, who can, you know, teach me how to keep mind. Then he, you know, found the Delupa, remember? Ah, look, so after you become like a top master, those kind, still your mind is crazy. It's not easy, really, it's not easy. Like Buddha himself, after he left everything, but still he meditated, yeah, 6 years. That's not enough. You are, you know, abandoned, or you left family, or your son or daughter, son or wife, or that's not enough. Forgive your mind, I'm talking about. So go to retreat center is not enough. Sit down is not enough. Close your mind, close your eyes is not enough. Keep the mind inside. That's, you know, the key. As much as your mind goes subtle level, you're close to the Buddhahood and the realizations. Otherwise, nothing has happened. You know, you meditated for like 40, 50 years. You know, you receive High Yoga Tantra empowerment, Kala Chakra, or Mahamudra, or Dzogchen, or Lamdi, if you're Sajjaba, you know. Nothing has happened. Because of your mind, the key is mind. Because you lost the key, no matter you have like, you know, like $1 million car, you know, you cannot drive. So we need the key. We should keep the mind, it's the key. Then it's happened. Otherwise, like our like culture or habit, or oh, this famous master, or I have to, you know, receive teachings from this master, you know, those kind of, we think master can do something. That's totally wrong. Mind can do something, not a master. If you just, you know, open like this kind of, like, look, everything is here. Look, it's not, it depends on the master, the mind. Of course, the some master can, you know, like, change your mind trend, you know, by their visualizations. But you have to that level. Then this master can do something. Otherwise, remember the Malavipa. After he met the Dzogchen master, and Dzogchen master, oh, Dzogchen is a very profound meditation. If you meditate Dzogchen, you know, daytime, you become Buddha daytime. And you visualize or meditate the Dzogchen nighttime, you become Buddha nighttime. So he believed, wow, such easy teaching. Finally, there's nothing. So he met the Marpa, and remember, you know, those kind. So great master is good, but not enough. Inside the mind. So first, keep the mind inside, like, you know, by three doors of Tibetan Zen, this kind. Simple, but very powerful. Thank you very much. Lunch time.